the society of the debacle, the hidden faith in new media, project management, production control, flexible planning, retraining, improvisation, image and identity is the tried and true method for introducing new techniques. At first, the functioning of all those curious machines and concepts causes amazement. But once they are generally accepted and actually do their jobs, attention shifts to the moments in which their method and techniques fail, and then they are immediately written off. Once normality is achieved, every cyber technology loses its nimbus and can be routinely employed. The breakthrough of stagnation is the surprising turn that history has completed since 1989. As long as the end of progress was still being announced, nothing happened. But bungling should win out. To be sure, self-organizing principles like chaos, artificial life, fractality, biosphere 2 and turbulence are optimistically engaged, but are stuck in their advertising phase. Consequential cancerous metastasis is not achieved, and they remain models. Failure, on the contrary, is in principle not a model, much less a strategy. In this respect, it distinguishes itself from everything that the 80s provided by way of ideas. Downfall is not fate. Fate approaches from the outside, while the fiasco comes from within, without having been able to be programmed ahead of time. The inherent disappointment that unfolds is not a bug that can be removed from the program. In the age of over-organization and a social experiential surplus, avoiding a flop has turned out to be a swamp in which thoughts of success have bogged down. Attempts are still made to redefine failure as an educative moment, but Philips CDI, atomic power, the reunification of Germany, they all turned out strong concepts which, though not unpromising, led to nothing. After pop culture's loser pose, we now have insight into the failure of theory.